Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you each week by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service, right off I-94 in Avon. Well, Farm Fest is coming up in CASM Radio. I'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday. Farm Fest goes Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at Gill Fillon Estate near Redwood Falls. I spoke to Nikki Jones with Farm Fest, and always a big attraction is all the panel discussions and those topics and seminars that are held right there in the WIC building. And this year, Farm Bill and other topics will be some of the top stories all 3 days at Farm Fest.
We're going to kick off the day in the WIC building with the U.S. Ag Exports and Trade Policy Forum. So people will get a chance to learn a little bit about the state of the U.S. ag exports and trade policies and how that affects U.S. and Minnesota agriculture. So that's going to be led by Ambassador Doug McCallop of the U.S. Trade Office. So we're excited to welcome him. We've got, following that at 10:30, a session called The New Farm Bill and USDA Ag Policy Issues. So with that, we're going to be featuring Robert Bonney of the USDA. He's the undersecretary. And there will be an introduction as well by Senator Amy Klobuchar. And that session is moderated by Mark Dornkamp. And our panelists include Scott Vanderwall, Rob LaRue, Tom Haig, Lori Stevemer, and President-elect Bob Worth of Minnesota Soybeans. So we've got a bunch of ag leaders, and they're going to be talking about the new farm bill and some changes that could impact USDA policies.
Nikki Jones with Farm Fest talking about a very busy first day Tuesday, but Wednesday is no slouch as we focus on some of the big events Wednesday at Farm Fest.
We have the U.S. House Ag Committee Farm Bill listening session starting at 9:30. And we will have U.S. House Ag Committee Chair G.T. Thompson as moderator and host of that session. And we have a star lineup of panelists, too, out of Congress people out of Minnesota that are going to be there talking all about the Farm Bill. But we call it a listening session because there will be an opportunity for not only to hear from these leaders, but also to speak. So, listeners in the audience can speak about their issues and concerns as well. So Farm Bill, like you said, very big topic this year.
Farm Fest, just a few days away, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday near Redwood Falls. And even though we talk Farm Bill, some national issues and concerns, also statewide issues and concerns, as many statewide legislators will be there midweek on Wednesday.
That's right. It's called Perspectives on Minnesota Ag and Rural Policy Issues. Like you said, it's Wednesday afternoon at 1:10, and Governor Walz will kick off that event. He's got some opening comments, and then we'll hear from Tom Peterson, Sarah Stroman, Nancy Dobenberger, Peter Tester. We just have a whole lineup of Minnesota House and Senate Ag Committee leaders who are going to talk a little bit more, like you said, a perspective from the state agriculture.
Well, so far I have featured a lot what's going on in the WIC building, but also a lot to be scheduled and to be seen and consumed as far as information in the livestock tent. Nikki Jones has more details.
So we have the livestock tent every year, and we want to make sure that, our livestock producers in Minnesota have a resource to go to. So we will have demonstrations at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. every day from livestock equipment and manufacturing, as well as Real Tough. And you can visit with the livestock exhibitors that are in that tent. Think Trust Products will be in there. And then every day at 11:30, there will be an education session, a little bit of a different topic every day, but it'll be a place for livestock producers to come and listen and also learn and talk with the experts about their industry and what they can do to improve the herd.
At Farm Fest, I like to think of Thursday as Recognition Day, as farm families from every county around the state are recognized. Also, Farm Fest, they recognize the Woman Farmer of the Year. They'll do it again this year on Thursday.
We kicked it off in 2020, and we did it. We ended up doing it online for our first year, but after that, we've been doing it in the WIC building, And this year we have a keynote speaker sponsored by Minnesota Soybean who named Doris Mold. She's the co-CEO of Annie's Project and the president of Sunrise Agricultural Associates. And so she's going to come and speak to us. Her keynote address is called Out of the Shadows, and it will address the challenges and opportunities and why it's important that more women are stepping out to claim their place in agriculture. So I think that'll be a really great way to kick it off. And like you said, we have five really amazing candidates for our Women Farmer of the Year Award this year, and we're super excited to honor them, talk about their accomplishments in ag, and name our winner.
Nikki also gives us details on the farm families that are going to be recognized.
Over 80 families that are going to be joining us at FarmFest, and the University of Minnesota recognizes them by county, and it's really from, like you said, just the diversity and the different types of agriculture that are represented there and the families. It's really fun to honor them too.
Many like the trade show aspect of FarmFest, and Nikki says a lot of vendors are scheduled to attend.
Yes, we were seeing an increase in the number of vendors we have this year. We're well over 400 vendors, and we're looking forward to seeing them all there, seeing all the new ones. And we, in addition, some of those vendors have chosen to do demos, which we're really excited about. So new this year, if you've never ridden or seen a Polaris, they're going to be doing a ride and drive near Gate 1, so you can come check out their new UTVs and ATVs. Of course, as always, Ziegler Ag Equipment's going to be there. They're going to have a range of tractors and sprayers too, that you can climb up and ride around, and they have 106,000 square feet of space in the northeast corner of the show, so they're going to have several different pieces of equipment that can be driven, plus Can-Am. Again, this year, this will be their second year for their ride and drive near Gate 3, so they're going to bring the Outlander, a couple of different Outlander models to drive around, plus they'll just have a bunch on display, so lots of fun there. Drones will be demonstrated. Of course, we have our seed plots, so we have lots of activity going on the grounds this year.
Nikki Jones with FarmFest. And Nikki says if you have not purchased your tickets or were fortunate enough to win some vouchers here on Chasm Radio, there's still time to do so and some discounts available.
If you go to farmfest.com and click buy tickets, you can get an $8 ticket. And then if you use code RADIO23 at checkout, you can get an additional $2 off. So there's an advantage to getting an advance ticket. You can get a $6 ticket with that discount code, so it's pretty exciting.
And don't worry, like past years, you will not go hungry at FarmFest.
We have a lot of our food vendors back again this year, lots of yummy food and sweet treats. So, of course, we've got our Minnesota Farm Bureau pancake breakfast, so the first 1,000 people to the gates Wednesday morning get free pancakes. We have a new food truck this year. There's going to be a taco truck out there in addition to all the other yummies that we have. So, yeah, definitely not going hungry at FarmFest.
Nikki Jones at FarmFest. Our coverage being brought to you by the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association, Minnesota Corn Growers, Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, Minnesota Farmers Union, Minnesota Pork, and Minnesota Farm Bureau. So we'll be there Tuesday and Wednesday. I'll be out and about. I hope to see many of you at FarmFest. And FarmFest once again this coming week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, at Gill Fillin Estate near Redwood Falls. We'll see you there. Have a good weekend.